live to see. And don't have to wait till the pearly gate opens up for me. When there'll be old St. Peter with my franchise and a key, saying, here's where all good bottlers go. It's heavenly. And that big bottling plant up in the sky. That big bottling plant up in the sky.
Well, the bottles jump right off the shelves
and roll right out and sell themselves.
And Coca-Cola's all that people buy. In that big bottling plant up in the blue,
every shipment arrives the day it's due.
Yes, sir! The trucks are always loaded right,
and strikes get settled overnight.
And there's no such a thing as IOU.
Hey, when do you deliver the goods? And it's cash on the line, cash on the line, cash on the line.
And third-party checks are a capital crime,
and nothing ever springs a leak in that big bottling plant away up there. The weather is always hot and fair,
are thirsty round the clock,
and nothing's ever out of stock,
and every deal is full price, fair and square.
Fair and square in that big bottling plant up in the sky. And there's no FTC,
and there's no EPA,
no FDA
to spoil your day. No more alphabet soup to turn your hair gray,
and DN's come and stay for life.
Did you say life?
Yes, I said life.
When you call up Atlanta, you get through.
And it ain't just their hats they're talking through.
Lines adjust to any size bottle that man can divide.
We hope we live to see it before we die. Behind those pearly gates, zero interest rates, that big
the seventh and biggest secret of all, infuriate them.
Well, perhaps you gasp at this idea. Lord Byron, the poet, who was a tremendous success with the ladies, said, feminine means furious, because all passions in excess are female. Frankly, I hesitate to tell you this last secret. Now, you must listen very closely so that you can use it in the right way. If you don't, the secret can destroy you. You see, a woman hides within her furies, whose forces, once released, can conquer any foe. Let me explain. Women are like the sea. The currents and tides which move them every day are regular ebbs and flows until a wind whips them up. Then they suddenly spring to fantastic force. It's no accident the weather department gives hurricanes the names of women. The secret of whipping the waters is to make a woman mad. Infuriating a woman is to press a powerful spring, as Ralph Waldo Emerson explained. I stumbled upon this secret in my own organization. One of my top saleswomen just couldn't seem to sell milk orders for our milk company. However, she was excellent in all her other sales. I tried every means to convince her she could do a better job. I rehearsed her in sales techniques. I pleaded with her, all to no avail. Finally, I called her into the office and asked her who she herself took milk from. Oh, I've taken milk from the blank company for years. I realize they're not our advertising sponsor, but the driver is such a sweet man. That explains it, I told her. You must be giving him your sales leads under the table. She was shocked at my insult. I am not, she cried. I'll show you, Dottie Walters. And she did. She turned in more milk business than all the rest of my saleswomen together. I had to make her mad before I could move her. I had to turn on her fury. So let's look at the nature of these furies, and then I will explain how you, too, can unleash them in order to sell to women. The Greeks believed there were three angry female furies. Today, you can deliberately conjure them up in every woman's heart to produce action. The first fury was Tisiphone, the Avenger. A woman who feels she is abused will move mountains. As Virgil said, their rage supplies them with weapons. Can you show your women prospects how your product will alleviate abuse, suffering, or help the underdog? And remember, you may be able to show her that she is the underdog. Susan B. Anthony was an ordinary woman attending a meeting when the chairman told her to sit down. Women are to listen, not speak. That insult awoke her furious indignation. As the result of her fury, she started the suffrage movement. The male chairman had unwittingly set her off. Harriet Beecher Stowe, who was angry over the oppression of Negro slaves, was an ordinary housewife. So she wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin while she did her housework. Abraham Lincoln commented later, she was the little lady who started the big war. Dorothea Dix was shown a poor, insane man chained in a hole in the ground for the winter. She became so angry, she tackled the state legislature and persuaded that all-male body to vote unheard-of sums for the construction of mental hospitals. And then she took on the other states, until one by one she had pushed hospital legislation for the insane through every one of them. But someone had to get her mad before she took action. I know another salesman who has sold $1 million worth of vacuum cleaners by the use of the following opening statement. I want to show you something, madam, that your neighbor says that you can't afford. The second fury was Megaera, the jealous. Remember, jealousy likes to wear a halo called moral indignation. Can your product help your prospect to retain the love of her husband, her children, or her friends? Her jealousy extends to the love of her home and her country as well. When 200 women set out to clean up the Sin City of Galveston, Texas, the local politicians laughed. Then they learned to their sorrow that these women were furious, and Galveston was reformed. Later, the same politicians were reported as confessing, not only is there no fury like a woman scorned, there is no cleanup power like a mother aroused. As William Blake said, tigers of wrath are wiser than the horses of instruction. In all nature, the female who is aroused over the safety of her children is a feared and ferocious force. The thugs who attacked a frail mother in her home recently were apprehended as they ran out of the building, screaming with fear. Well, I couldn't let them hurt my baby, she explained as she put down her rolling pin. The newspapers are full of stories of thieves thwarted by unarmed women. Oh, she was so mad she scared me, they admit. This force can be used to advantage if you can show a woman how your product will protect her family, her country, or her own attractiveness. Remember, if she loses her attractiveness, she may lose everything else. She's very jealous of it. That is why she spends millions on cosmetics and reducing plans. You can turn on this jealousy power to sell any number of items. An air conditioner salesman was extremely successful one summer with this technique. Madam, he would say in a worried tone to his prospect, don't let it happen to you. Let what happen to me? She would ask. Don't let your beauty and sweet disposition fade away in this terrible hothouse of yours this summer. Do you know what heat can do to a woman? Girls in the tropics are old crones at 30, withered away. Now you know your husband's office is air-conditioned. Those pretty young secretaries down there look beautiful and cool all day long. Please, don't let him compare you, all worn out and cross with the heat, to them. Do you realize that for only 25 cents a day, you can retain your radiant beauty and youth? The third Greek fury was Alecto, the unrelenting. When Alecto is unleashed, it's not the size of the woman in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the woman. And she just won't quit. The proverbial nagging wife is a part of this unrelenting determination. But behind the nagging is the woman's desire to help her husband to succeed. A financial wizard who runs a sales school which trains men for highly paid jobs aims all of his advertising at their wives. The wives are the ones who are willing to make any sacrifice. They will see to it that the payments on the tuition are made. Women urge men to keep up with the Joneses by buying automobiles, houses, appliances, and a million other things as success status symbols. For every hussy who tries to make a fool out of a man, there are jillions of wives determined to make successes out of their husbands. The highest application of this third unrelenting fury is courage. When a woman is convinced your cause is great, there is no limit to how far she will go. Barbara Fritchie furiously displayed the stars and stripes from the window of her home in Frederick, Maryland, as Confederate General Stonewall Jackson rode through town. She'd been sold on the Union by the words of a man named Lincoln. World War I nurse Edith Cavell worked for a great humanitarian, Dr. DePage. He sold her on the idea of succor for all sick and wounded. Later, she was arrested for aiding men from both sides in the war. She explained she did it because she had become furious with the narrow-minded people who would let a wounded man writhe in pain because of his politics. Unjustly convicted as a spy, she was sentenced to death. Before they shot her, she said, "I have met death a thousand times. It is not strange or fearful." No, death itself holds no fears to a woman who is intoxicated with unrelenting animosity against suffering and oppression. Let me leave you with this extra last secret. There is an old legend that the first woman, Eve, planned the way she was to be created. Eve's spirit asked the Lord not to place her over man's head, nor under his feet, but to take for her body a part of Adam himself, his rib, both because it was strong and because it lay nearest his heart. For her desire was to be always a part of man, under the shelter of his arm and standing staunchly by his side. The Lord himself was persuaded, and so it was done. And if you don't believe this last secret, gentlemen, count your ribs.
Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. with Amy Lawless on Radio Valencia, Sounds of the Mission.
This is Amy Lawless, and I approve this message.
Face down in the gutter, won't admit defeat, though his clothes are soiled and black. He's a big, strong man with a child's mind. Don't you take his blues away. Hey! He's been at it 4 years, drinking balls and beers. He's a hero to most. He's me. Hey, hey, hey! Inside he cries like swollen.
Massachusetts got all the prisoners from some long business. The Irish fools got a good thing that it keeps coming back into the ring. Hey, hey, hey. Down circles where he holds his court. This man ain't much like it. Can he listen? No, he won't. That's all she wrote. A big devil for the daylight shine. Cause the fast and fair.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Thank you. I am recording a record, and this is the group that I want to have backing me up. So I think I'll be in good hands. Uh-huh. What's your name?
Louis Moskowitz.
And how long have you been with the group?
About 2 years now.
2 years, uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about you?
Lenny Goldstein, about 1 year.
Uh-huh. You're kind of new with the group.
The newest member of the group.
And this is Ben, of course. This
yeah, Ben Stiefel, uh-huh. About 5 years.
I want to tell you something about these two gentlemen. A lot of people think that my theme song that's in the opening is I don't sing it. Steve here sings on those Stairway to Stardom. Is that right, Steve?
Right.
And this is the gentleman right here that wrote it, Ben. So, Steve. You got the soundtrack, haven't you?
Yes, I did.
Why don't you do our theme song, okay?
Fine, Frank.
Okay, here they are, all the King's Men.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is Maurice Tanney from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
A fortress in the sky, with love the light beholds. We live on borrowed time, alone. A blue wind moving fear, their army still advance. From the murky depths they rise. Their souls they scream for the flesh they need tonight. Zombies roll, land of the dead. Tonight, zombies roll, land of the dead. Control in this monthly genocide. All they find a way inside. Those who could escape have no chance to survive. From their rotting bones, their souls they scream for the flesh they need tonight. Yeah.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Uncharted regions of the universe comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe. A mighty robot, loved by good, feared by evil. As Voltron's legend grew, peace settled across the galaxy. On planet Earth, a galaxy alliance was formed. Together with the good planets of the solar system, they maintained peace throughout the universe, until a new horrible menace threatened the galaxy. Voltron was needed once more. This is the story of the super force of space explorers. Specially trained.
You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Thank you.
such a joy. I don't clean house or wash the dishes. The Lord made those chores for the missing. So wash it and dishes and scrub them hands. A man ain't meant to have fish pan hands. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in. Eating and a drinking while you're home with the kids, a pooping and a sticking. So bake that bread and make that jelly, cook that food to fill my belly. I was never one to break tradition. A woman's place is in the kitchen. Hold the weeds and mow the lawn for recreation. You can scrub the Jones, then hurry to the store and do the shopping. Rush back home, the men's scrubbing and I'm on. I didn't marry you because you're good looking. I married you for your good home cooking. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in.
Anybody touches these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.